This is the Midweek Drive on Siren 107.3 FM.
Splendid. Okay, let's go through the studio team first and foremost. Chloe Baker, welcome back. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Marvellous. Very good indeed. Fatini F. Stathew, welcome back.
Thank you.
You're keeping well. And you've brought two friends, Lauren and Christina, who are taking part in this production that you've been working very, very hard. It's up for the Linked Performing Arts Centre, and this, of course, is...
The Sugar Syndrome by Lucy Prebble, which will be performed on the 28th of May at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre.
Straight in there, you know, it's fantastic. It is 28th of May, all sorted through. Lauren, welcome.
Hello, all right.
You're one of the performers.
I'm actually the director.
You're the director, so you... Okay, is this Fatini actually wake up in time for the play? Sorry, don't worry. Obviously, Christina, you're in the play itself, is that right?
No, I'm the producer.
You're the producer and director and performer.
Yeah.
Yep. Does that make sense, Cameron?
Yes, it does.
Good.
We have those here, too.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. Just crossing over. Gabriella Peralta's going to be coming into the studio soon. The fifth chair will be sort of fantastic stuff. Listen, Samantha Sheldon was one of my students back in the day and found us via Facebook. And we're sort of dedicating part of the show to this because she did say she's going to be listening online from some part of the East Midlands. She might, in fact, join us from that point of view. She was Samantha Massingham. Extraordinary. We'll work our way through that. You see, Gabriella straight in there. No messing about whatsoever. Instant industrial injury. It's just as well, Cameron, we don't actually have the webcam switched on at this particular moment in time. Listen, share with us, Cameron, what are we going to hear first from your good self in terms of country music top selections and tunes?
Well, I thought this week, considering, I don't know if you've heard about the weather that we've been getting here in the south this week, but it's been, we've had not here in Nashville, but south of us in South Tennessee and in Alabama, they've had some tornadoes, and they had 25 inches of rain.
I hope this isn't going to be in bad taste, Cameron. That's also, I hope it's not in bad taste.
No.
But carry on.
No, not at all. So, you know, we've had some pretty wild weather here the past few days, and I thought appropriately, this song by our client, Shane Chisholm, who actually was inspired to write this song based on the tornadoes and flooding they had in southern Alberta last year. So I thought it was a timely choice to make. This is Shane Chisholm and Blow Away.
Out in the rain, where the wind take you.
So, critical question number one, Gabriella Peralta, is Uncle Douglas tuned in with the Chihuahua?
He should be.
Okay, well, he certainly should be. It's always critical that Bosie the Chihuahua gets his chance to do the midweek drive. It's not a dance step, although it could be. Chloe Baker, what did you make of Shane Chisholm and Blow Away?
Enjoyed it.
Okay, very good. It's the first time you've ever done two consecutive shows one week after the other.
No, right. I've definitely did it second year.
Did you?
American Dream Team. I was here every week.
Well, this is very true, of course. Yeah. Jodie Orton from aforementioned programme will be joining us hopefully in the second part of the production. But Fatini F. Stathew, what did you make of Blown Away?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I thought it was good.
Very good.
Very country.
Oh, it was indeed. Lauren?
I'm a big fan.
And Christina?
I really enjoyed it.
It looks as though it's thumbs up. But Gabriella, we didn't ask you. What's the Gibraltarian girl's viewpoint on this?
Yeah, I liked it. It was cool.
Marvellous. Everybody's equipped with headphones and all sorts of things. It's good news, Cameron, which is excellent stuff. We will be finding out about the Sugar Syndrome. And it's got a Facebook page as well, hasn't it?
It does indeed.
And a Twitter.
And this
an
is
Instagram.
And an Instagram. Hey! Friction Theatre Company is the name of the company. Now, this is a student-based company, undergraduate company, but you look to actually expand when you graduate? Or is it just something you thought we'd call ourselves the Friction Theatre Company?
Whereas amateur... team, but few of us are definitely looking to go further.
Okay. Do I detect a slight northeastern accent there, Pet?
Sunderland.
There we are. Fantastic stuff there. Brilliant. We've even got Holly Parker, who didn't think she'd get here after the symposium. It's a magnificent seven, Cameron, and we might play that during the course of the production. We'll find out more about the Friction Theatre Company in a few moments, but I'm going to ask Chloe to throw those last two questions right back at you across Nashville, because we've got to go straight the way down the line to Sally Geeson, who will actually have a lot of things to say about acting and a whole variety of other bits and pieces. The last time she was on the show, she basically said she'll come up to Lincoln when she gets me in a onesie. I think that's too much information, and I'll go for the last two questions. Chloe.
Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link?
Nice delivery. Yeah, very. Yep. I like that.
And will you be back again?
Yes, I will.
Good.
I'll do it next week.
Myself, what's the best musical tune to introduce ace actress of stage, screen and television, the legendary Sally Geeson? And we think Rainbow Valley, because she's just such a sunny personality. And welcome to the Midweek Drive in full force, Sally. How are you?
Hello, Alex. I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent. Now, when last we spoke, you did talk about coming up to Lincoln, but only if you brought a onesie with your good self for me. And I said... don't know about that, Sal. You know, I mean, I'll do a lot for the team, but really, it's
no. I think, well, actually, it's not the weather for onesies now, so we've got that excuse, haven't
nice.
We?
Good, you're well sorted through that. This is one of the reasons why you are brand ambassador for Anglian Home Improvements.
I am indeed, yeah. Yes.
It's very important. Now, we've got six fabulous folk in the studio, Sal. We have the regular Midweek Drivettes of Chloe Baker, who's a final year American Studies student.
Yep.
And Fatini Efstathiou, who is Anglo-Greek and also a student where you're taking the wonderful joy of English language and performance.
Yes.
Okay.
That's right. And she's actually performing in The Sugar Syndrome in a few weeks' time, 28th of May, at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre. So she might be seeking your advice, Sally.
Wonderful.
We've also got from Gibraltar our very own Gabriella Peralta, the girl from Gibraltar.
Hey.
Finally, our journalism student. And, of course, we have Holly Parker, who's relatively new to the team, but she's proven to be an outstanding English student, and indeed has just been at a symposia talking about utopia and dystopia.
Fantastic. It sounds great.
Yeah. Add to that Lauren and Christina, who are director and producer, respectively, of the Friction Theatre Company, and you can see we've decided to actually pack the whole sequence out. You know, last time it was just this, the two of us, Sally. Now we've just moved on to a whole new level.
Oh, OK. Next time it can be the two of us again.
I just said, well, it's the popularity, Sally. That's the key thing. You know, as Annette André moves from East Coast of America to West Coast, clearly, Sally, the letters from Sally Geeson will step into a whole range of things there. Anyway, let's move on, Sally, because I think it might be worthwhile just finding out a little bit about The Sugar Syndrome. Lauren, would you like to just talk a little bit about what the play is about? Because it's quite hard-hitting, this little thing that you're putting together.
It is indeed. It's got lots of different themes to it. It centres around Danny, who's a 17-year-old girl, and it kind of follows her issues, and it just focuses on her life, really. And at the end, we kind of see whether she's going to, you know, patch things together with her mum again, whether she'll see her dad. There's family issues, friend issues, and she's also got an illness as well. So.
Okay, and it's an eating disorder.
It is so indeed, yeah.
Okay, that's fine. We can say what the eating disorder is, since it happens, yeah. That's the point.
She does suffer from bulimia, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, in terms of obviously Heart in Your Draft, Fatini, you have the lead in this?
Yes, I play Danny.
You play Danny, yeah. That's right. So have you got into the role? And I mean, in fact, would you like to ask Sally any questions about, you know, the sort of advice? Because here we have it, you know, the legend that is Sally Jeeson and the soon-to-be legend Fatini Evstathian.
I hope so.
Yes, please, ask me anything.
I find when I start rehearsing that it takes me a while to get into the character. So would you have any advice on how to... any warm-ups or any way to get into the right state of mind?
Well, actually, how old are you?
I'm 21.
Okay, well, when I was just a little bit younger than you, I did a play on stage, a tour, and it was a two-hander. And it was I played an American girl. And I remember being very anxious, like you, like you're saying now, we want any tips on how to get into the part. I think you'll find it'll all come together. When you actually, when the curtain goes up, actually, that's what I always found. You can think about it for an awfully long time, but you'll have learnt your lines, you'll have studied the character, and I think you'll be fine. That's how I just thought, okay, on we go, and everything did happen.
Yeah, I guess it's a sense of confidence that'll.
Yeah, I think keeping it fresh also, rather than keep over rehearsing, keeping it fresh is a good idea. So that you go in as a, well, it will be the very first time you do it, and each time keep it fresh.
Okay, thank you.
And that, Fatini, okay. Is one of the reasons why you can take your Stanislavski, you can take Brechtian distanciation, but at the end of the day, the Sally Jeeson approach to method acting. the book needs to be written, Sally. We'll get that sorted through. We see recently you were guest speaker at the Media Lunch Club in Mayfair, London.
Yes, I was,
so
yes.
How did that go then, Sally?
Well, actually, I was quite nervous. I mean, all you guys in the studio listening, you'll appreciate it was quite terrifying because everybody who was there, well, practically everybody, were either casting directors or directors or producers or actors. So and various other professions as well, but it was very daunting. So I think it was once again, it was what I've just explained a minute ago. I remember just going to the loo, brushing my hair and thinking, well, I can only, it's going to go how it goes. You know, I've just got to get on with it and do it now. And once I had the microphone in my hand, I just chatted away, and I think it was okay, but I was trembling at the knees to start with. I could hear them, my chair rattling.
Yeah, you see, even the greats actually have that. And you've got to work with that. You've got to work through that whole development and so on. Holly, last week we were very excited to speak to Annette Andre because you're a big fan of, obviously, the joy of Randall and Hopkirk Deceased. Well, Sally actually shares a similar agent to Annette Andre.
Yes, I do, Gareth Owen. Yeah.
Exactly. See, it's all there. And you know, one of these days we'll actually sort of do a wander around Pinewood, I think, with yourself and Gareth, just to work our way through that. But Holly, any questions for Sally Jeeson?
I recently read a thing in the Telegraph saying how you are the face of home improvements.
Yeah. Anglian, yes.
And you say how it must have been fate in this interview, it's a quote. And I actually wondered if you could tell me a little bit more about that, about how you actually got into that, because it seems like quite a serendipitous
thing. It's a lovely story, actually.
It's a sweet story, and it's perfectly true. It's absolutely true. Some people have raised their eyebrows here and said,
Sally,
oh, yeah.
I believe everything about this. Just go with
it. It's totally true. Now, I decided early last year, I'd just gone back to acting, actually, having had a long break where I went into education, into teaching. And I had some new windows put in my house, and I chose Anglian to fit my windows. And I just said to the guys who were putting the windows in one of our many tea breaks, I said, you know, I think I should be your Anglian girl. I really love these windows, and they are cracking. They're lovely. And they said, well, we think so too, Sal. So that's how it all happened, really. And my agent contacted Anglian Home Improvements, and they said, well, yes. Why not? You know, she could be our ambassador, and we really like that idea because I am a genuine customer. And I've had a fantastic year with them. Last year, I did all sorts of wonderful things, different events I went to, and it gave me confidence speaking, you know, at public events. So by the time I came to the media lunch, I'd had a bit of practice, that's for sure.
You see, that's the appreciation. In fact, they even brought us together on the first time around, because I think it was a promotional piece, a piece of in the trade, an infomercial side of things that we put together for the first little link up there. Chloe,
yes, it was. It was all to do with the cold weather, wasn't it? And having nice windows in your house. And how do you keep warm?
Well, exactly. Hence the onesie. Anyway, over to you, Chloe. Any questions or thoughts or sort of things you'd like to raise at this moment?
When you say Anglian, what does that mean?
Well, Anglian is a company. It's Anglian Home Improvements. They are a company who make windows, conservatories, orangeries, all these lovely things that you can have. And they're all over the United Kingdom, their offices, and their showroom is in Norwich.
I'm from Norwich.
That's why we put the question to you, Chloe. Yay.
And I thought I recognised there's always an advert on the radio for Anglian Home Improvements.
Well, there you go. And I make advertisements for them, television commercials for them. And that's my voice going over them. And actually, it's quite a mouthful sometimes when you have to say conservatories, orangeries and verandas. But anyway, I have a go and I do it.
I think it just that shows the quality in every sense of the word. In fact, we could use that as a tongue twister. Fatini, thoughts and questions from yourself? No, you see that. I mean, there's so much we could actually talk about. I was very tempted to get underneath the mango tree out and see if anybody could actually go with the connection between that and your good self, because it does tie in with, of course, Diana Copeland, who, of course, sang underneath the mango tree in Doctor No, and of course was your mum in Bless This House.
Yes, she was, and of course her husband at the time, Monty Norman. Mm. Wrote the James Bond theme.
Exactly. And I think it was a huge loss to the entire Roger Moore, Timothy Dalton era, and probably even Pierce Brosnan, that you were never actually appointed as a Bond girl, Sally.
Oh, I know. Isn't it a shame? I think I was too sweet, actually. I think I was a sweet little thing. And so maybe that's why I wasn't. Diana used to sing that song quite often, because we worked together for 7 years. Yeah. And with Sid James, of course. And Diana was often going around singing that song.
Did it get to the stage where you just said, no, Dad, I got underneath the mango tree, me honey, and you just shut up, please, no more.
But you didn't
do
it that often. Yeah. We were a very close, knit team, actually. It was a very happy show to work on. It was wonderful working with Sid. And, I never got fed up with Diana. She was adorable.
It just adds the whole thing. Coming up on the programme, we'll be speaking to the author of God of Vengeance, Giles Christian, who is going to be talking about his Viking heritage, because it's very exciting times, actually, Sally. We're approaching Lincoln-inspired 2014, where the whole city becomes a festival of delights and entertainment and joy and happiness. We have William Sitwell on joining us. We have a whole heap of other goodies as well, music, dance, celebrations. One thing we're missing, as I've said, in this festival of literature, performance and art, it's your good self, Sally, so we need to book you obviously 2015 now, clearly.
Oh, definitely. Well, I'd really love to come and visit you all. I can all imagine you in this. I can imagine you all in the studio there now, and I wish I was sitting there with you and offer any more advice I could.
We will be taking photographs and popping them on Facebook, and I'm sure we'll have contributors coming through with respect to that, so it'll all work our way through that. But we need to ask you those last two questions. So, in order, Sally Jeeson, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the show today?
I've had a really lovely telephonic link with you all, and I wish all of you students, people, great luck. A lot of it is to do with luck, isn't it? But at the same time, work hard and enjoy yourself. That's the main thing, and remain spontaneous.
See, I feel as though it's almost a kind of a valedictory graduation speech, really. Celebrating that. So it's fantastic. So I take it then, Sally, you'll be able to join us again in the very near future and, formally take on board the role of one of our regular correspondents.
Yes, I would really like that. Could I please do that, please?
A round of applause for Sally Jeeson, please. Yay, absolutely. Coming up next, Los Angeles, Kelly Duncan Joyner. But first, Bobby Goldsboro.
Birds and bees and all the flowers and trees, fishes on the line. Girls and guys and yellow butterflies sing hello summertime. A homemade boat and a river.
Oh. have a slight hiccup in terms of reaching Los Angeles and Kelly Duncan joining her. It is her birthday, of course, so who knows what could be actually happening on that particular area. We'll be connecting either with Kelly or indeed Fionn Hill, hopefully in a few moments from now. But let's find a bit more out about this play, The Sugar Syndrome, which of course is coming to the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre on the 28th of May. Tickets are mere £5. And you've got Lauren and Christina as producer, director, and of course Fatini Evstathiou. Who else is in the cast, Fatini?
There's Ross, Jordan and Kim. Ross plays Tim, who is an older man but also a paedophile who I meet through the internet, through on the chat room. Lewis is a love interest of mine, Danny's, who I meet on also on a chat room. And Jan, who is played by Kim, is my mother.
There we are. And as we said, hard-hitting stuff. As you're directing this, Lauren, welcome and turn to your good self. Again, is this something which you thought was difficult to sort of work through this? How strange and bizarre. ease our way through this. It's, mobile phones going off in all sorts of ways, basically. I don't know. Sometimes you think, what happens here? One of our team, who shall remain nameless, has a very, very loud mobile phone. Anyway, let's just ask that question once again. Was it a tough call to actually work through that? Or did you feel, no, we've got such a fantastic cast and Fatini is fantastic, so, you know, we just have to, you know, they can handle it, really.
They are fantastic, so it does make it that bit easier. But, of course, there are some sensitive subjects there. So it's how we're going to portray them sensitively. That was the difficult choice that we had to make when making the directions. But it's coming along really well, so we actually had a rehearsal today and that went really well, so we're really pleased with the progress.
Good. It'll be fantastic. Will you be going, Chloe?
I will. I've already said I'm going.
Yeah, what's the good exactly? Will you be going, Gabriella?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sure Holly will be going as well. Fantastic stuff. Okay, we're going to try and reach Kelly Duncan Joyner one more time. If not, we'll be finding out how Fionn Hill is actually cycling from, Florida right the way up to Vancouver. So interesting line from that perspective. All this and more on the Midweek Drive, where the time now is just coming up to 5:30. It's 5:30 p.m. In the UK, which probably means, as far as Buxton's concerned, well, heaven knows what it means, but Penny Evans, good evening, Benny. Buxton's Midweek Drivette has tuned in once again, she says, to hear Alex and Co. Well done. Excellent choice. Spread the word. It's the Seekers.
Georgie girl, Georgie girl, hey there, Georgie girl.
So, Chloe, what would you like? The good news or the more challenging news?
Go for the challenging news first.
More challenging news, okay. We still haven't managed to get through to Kelly Duncan Joyner.
Disappointing.
We will hopefully be with the case because I've actually found an alternative number. So we'll be working out. And the other, would you like to hear the good news?
Definitely.
It's the person who's responsible for that lovely sort of. It wasn't Mr. Machinery going, well, she's back in the. It's all well. You see, that's mobile phone signals. You just have to just keep them quiet. Okay, so far we've had a look at the joys of Cameron Tilbury's musical number from Nashville. Sally Jesus has provided some very sage advice with respect to actually acting a whole range of things, and the sensational sextet of wonderful feminine pulchritude are actually co-presenting in the studio today. That comprises Lauren, Christina, Gabriella, Rachel, Holly and Fatini are all set now to actually say a very special greeting to our ace correspondent from Los Angeles. And what would we like to wish Kelly Duncan Joyner?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank
there we are.
You.
See, we wouldn't
this
forget
is a tough
Kelly.
One today. It's a tough one today.
Oh,
but
look,
you know
25
what?
Is no age, Kelly, you know.
But it is. Oh.
Just don't fret about it. You know, it's 25 years ago. Samantha Sheldon was having her first experience of radio with me, and she still enjoyed the thing, so to speak. Okay, excellent. So, Kelly, how's it going? Have you been having a day off, or is it a case of no, my clients need me?
Oh, I am. No. There's never a day off when you're an agent. So I will, you know, do a little work here, take a breather a little more than I normally do. But yeah, it's just another day. Do.
Yeah. So I Beatles number. Oh, actually, wings, to be precise.
Yes.
Paul McCartney. It's just like a musical. Yeah. Midweek Drive, the musical. Okay, we'll do quick introductions once again, because three of the team today are involved with The Sugar Syndrome, which is a play focusing on eating disorders, child abuse, all the sort of nature of
the thing. So it's a happy play.
Well, you know, I think...
For my 80s, for my 1980s.
Well, exactly. And it's written originally by whom?
Lucy Prebble.
Lucy Prebble. And Lucy's background in writing productions, what's she sort of done and such like?
She wrote Secret Diaries of a Cool Girl for BBC.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yes, yeah. So...
Without which Billy Piper would have just been relegated to being a Doctor Who assistant. Sorry, Billy.
Yes, but The Sugar Syndrome was her first...
Yeah. Serious play.
Serious play, yeah.
And you guys are putting it on the 28th of May at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre.
Yes, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, does it help in the end? Does it give advice to you? Or is it just a young girl going through all this?
Will it raise
awareness?
Yes.
That girls can get help? And
yes, because that's the aim of our... That's the aim of our company, Friction Theatre Company.
Fantastic.
Is to raise awareness on things, because it's focused around chat rooms as well. So it's to raise awareness on how children need to be careful on the internet, because you don't know who you're going to meet, in a sense.
Great, because it will always be relevant. So,
yes.
Congrats to you guys for doing this.
Thank you.
And is this part of your assessment? Are you being assessed on the whole thing? You're nodding there, so it is.
Yeah.
Does that add to the pressure, or do you think, well, if our tutors like it, well, that's good, and if they don't, well, we don't care?
No, we have to care. We have blogs, essay, and this performance as one module as a theatre company. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, so pressure's on.
Yeah, but nothing you can't cope with because you're from Sunderland.
Yes.
Well,
there you
go.
No, I was going to say that. I was going to say, look at Gus Poyet and Paolo Di Canio, but still, perhaps one better not. Anyway, that's life in the whole routine. Share with us, Kelly, what have you been doing? Well, I mean, is it a case of now where we have so many sort of pilots for TV working through? Is TV coming to an end? Are we looking at Netflix and series like that? And it basically means that...
It's just, again, an interesting time where you never know what's going to happen next. And it's always expanding. And with Netflix and Amazon, they have money coming out of nowhere and competing with networks for pay to get actors. So I'm excited because it gives, more actors work, where it was shut down there for a while and very limited to only A-listers, and which makes my job very difficult. And I understand as a producer that you want top, if you're going to put money into a production, you want top talent. So,
that's why they got Fettini, obviously.
Definitely.
There you go.
Thanks,
but,
guys.
It's an exciting time, and, there's some great scripts being written and produced. So.
It'll all work wonderfully. Now, Kelly, we've got a little task for you to do. It's a bit like blowing out the birthday candles in many ways. You'll be able to cope with respect to this setup. Because as we said at the start of the show, after the end of last week's production, we had a Facebook message from somebody who said, you're not going to recognise me, it's Samantha Sheldon, but you might know me better as Samantha Massingham. You taught me 25 years ago. introduced her to radio, and she's still in the producer. Anyway, she's just said, mentioned on the radio a first time for everything. It's almost like battling with Penny Evans and all sorts of things. But would you like to, Kelly, say welcome to the Midweek Drive, Samantha Sheldon, in your unique, inimitable former Miss Coca-Cola? Was it Miss Coca-Cola? Arizona way.
Well,
go for it, Kelly.
It'll cost you.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Midweek Drive, Samantha.
Nice. Yeah, that was very, yeah, exactly. Sheldon, but not presumably connected with either Sheldon Leonard or indeed Sheldon from the Big Bang Theory. You never know, though. You never know. Could be a whole age of things we could work out that. Holly, any questions you'd like to put to our ace Los Angeles? Because actually, Kelly was one of our first Los Angeles contactees.
True. I remember our first phone call very well.
It was we shared the Good Ship Lollipop and more, if I recall.
Yes, we did. And his past.
I've become emotionally overwhelmed. Anyway, Holly, over to you.
So, for nostalgia's sake, what did you discuss in the first phone call, if you remember it?
Well, Kelly, I think you, do you
remember? I couldn't hear. What was that? There were, I heard something else.
Just answer the question that you thought you heard, Kelly. That'll be fine. I mean, that's what politicians do on a matter of course. Holly, would you like to repeat the question?
Sorry, you mentioned that you remember it. I wondered what your first conversation was about then. Your first telephone.
We talked about Hollywood and being an agent, and I was fairly new at it at the time. This was back in, maybe only an agent for a couple of years.
You were just representing folk like Roger Moore and, worked for the agency.
Adam West.
Exactly. Yeah. Do you know, Adam West still hasn't done this show. We must book him before, you know.
He's wonderful.
Yeah,
he's wonderful. He's somewhat gone into retirement, and I get it, but he is as bright as ever, just as quick-witted and wonderful, and I believe handsome as ever.
Yeah, exactly.
So he's a favorite. He's a favourite.
One of our Buxton correspondents, well, he's our sole Buxton correspondent. There might be others, but they don't sort of have the same quality as Penny Evans. She's just written in, I love the Secret Diaries of a Coal Girl. Best of luck with the play. Hope it gets through to folk. So many people get duped by internet people who pretend to be who they are not. Be it paedophiles or bullying, which has become a serious issue. And I don't battle. I'm very amenable. Oh, there we are. It's Penny Evans, sir. I'm sorry. You should provide Penny with a couple of complimentary tickets to the show.
Yes, sure.
I'll see what I can do about that.
Well, it'll happen. Chloe, any thoughts for you? Because obviously last year, Chloe, you were in, not Vancouver, but
Montana.
Montana.
But I did take a drive up to Calgary in Canada and all the way down to Arizona. So almost similar.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful there. I have yet to go, but I want to. My husband's been there, and beautiful land.
It's the quality of the stuff. That's the whole important thing. And how's your number one son coming on these days?
Oh my gosh, this boy is busy as ever. He did two commercials last week, and he makes more money than me.
Yeah, well, that's, you know. And how old is he?
He's 6.
So exactly. You see, this is it. You know? That's the routine. Get your 6-year-olds out working for you.
Yeah.
Humiliated. No, it's important side of things. I can see. And he's so cute. It's fantastic.
It's all going towards his college, which is a huge relief for me. And he loves it, and he's also a hockey player.
Well, of course. Yeah.
So he's doing very well that way too, and he's very well rounded. So I could not ask for a greater birthday gift.
Is that ice hockey or normal hockey?
Ice hockey.
Ice hockey is pretty brutal, isn't it? I saw a match up in Calgary.
Well, it's a tough sport. It's you've got to be smart, or otherwise you end up in the goalpost.
Yeah.
I allowed it because once I realized he was completely in bubble wrap with the gear, he it's like having cushions all over him, and this seemed like the way to go for now.
People have suggested I should have the same sort of outfit for this show, but I don't think we've reached that stage just as yet. But, you know, it's just a thought, really. Anyway, we're going to be speaking, hopefully, to Fien Heel next, who's from Belgium, but she's cycling from Florida through to Vancouver, which is quite interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, it just goes to show the quality. But I'm going to ask Fatini Efstathiou to throw those last two questions at you. Fatini, go, girl.
Have you had a reasonably enjoyable telephonic link with us today?
I always, always do.
And will you be joining us anytime soon?
Absolutely.
Brilliant.
Round of applause for Kelly Duncan-John. And a happy birthday, Kelly.
Thank you so much.
What better way to celebrate your birthday than joining it with your mid-transatlantic friends? Here's Woodstock.